Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. Few things can raise the temperature faster between a couple than arguing about money. There's no quick fix to deep disagreements on finances. Talking things out requires both parties to be rational. Today, final thoughts on dealing with money without loving it. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Today, Pastor Lutzer continues a series on the marriage puzzle, why commitment can do what love can't. As couples, let's listen to hear more about the puzzle of your finances.
There's nothing that you can do for your spouse to give her or him more respect than to simply hear him out totally without even thinking of how you're going to respond or how quickly you're going to respond, to just let them speak, and listen not only to the words but also to their hearts. Gentlemen, listen to your wives. You may not agree with them, but you have to hear them. Wives, listen to your husband. Totally. And when one is finished, you don't answer right away. You go for a cup of tea, and then you come back, and you discuss it rationally. You remember the verse of Scripture that you should have on your refrigerator from the book of Proverbs 26, verse 10, that says, where there is no wood, the fire goes out. Another story. Listen. Now, a marriage counselor who knows a lot more about this than I do, and I don't know, I'm just quoting, when somebody has counseled couples for years, I always listen to what they have to say. He says that he has observed that, in conflict, women are generally critical and men are lazy. I don't know, I'm just quoting somebody else here. Nothing to do with it, I'm just reporting. Listen to each other. Number two, we must hurry. In the process of listening, learn. That's number two. Learn. There are so many good books out there about spending plans. Get with a couple that has wisdom. Talk to our pastor of families who's got books on budgets, and learn from the past. Learn from your mistakes. Learn from where you are going, and learn and learn and learn. How important that is. And if you don't have employment, I have a full-time job for you right now. And the full-time job is to full-time look for employment. And I know that this is easy for me to say, but don't look only in your field. Be willing to do something else. I admire a man whom I know who is very, very highly qualified, and he is working at Jewel stacking groceries. I admire that, and so does God. This is a very difficult time economically. Talk to our people. We have a reemployment committee here at Moody Church, and our desire is to be able to help you in terms of employment. I don't know all the things that we can do, but we can do whatever we can to help you during this very difficult time. But sit down and make a spending plan that the two of you can agree on. Come to some kind of agreement regarding finances, so that instead of finances being the thing that drives you apart, let the financial issue be that which brings you together. You know, the Bible says in Proverbs 14:23, for profit, but it says, those who work hard profit, but mere talk only leads to poverty. That's Proverbs 14:23. All kinds of proverbs speak to this issue of money. Be teachable under this learn experience. Number three, lean. Lean means that now you lean on God. Do you think that God abandons you when things get difficult? Do you think that God says, well, you know, you're in this mess, and I'm just going to leave you there? Well, he may leave you there to teach you some lessons, but if you are a teachable person, God knows that also. And God is there to help us in our need. He's there to help us as a church and as individuals. Our trust is in God, and we lean hard on Him. And men, husbands, it's your responsibility to pray with your wives and to give all these matters to God and to take God's promises and hang on to them. And if you're looking for another verse to put on your refrigerator, how about 2 Chronicles 16, verse 9? This will bless your soul. The scripture says that the Lord's eyes go to and fro throughout the whole earth, seeking those whose hearts are perfect toward Him, that He might greatly fend for them, that He might be strong on behalf of those whose hearts are set on Him. Of course, this is a time of distress. For the world, it's a time of distress. And our eyes need to be set on God. Finally, I want to say a word to those of us who have employment. What is our responsibility during a time of difficult financial times? Our responsibility is to help. A woman in prayer meeting prayed the other day, and it was so beautiful. She said, "Lord, you spoke not only to Elijah, but you also spoke to the raven to bring him food. And when the Lord needed some money, He not only spoke to Peter, but He spoke to the fish in whose mouth the coin was that they needed." So God speaks to those who do not have, and He also speaks to those who have. I have to tell you that throughout the years, my wife and I have been able to give gifts of money to a lot of different people who have financial needs. And it's so wonderful to do it. You don't get a tax credit for it, but the fact that you know about it and God knows about it, it is so freeing and so liberating to bless others. It really is. And we need to have our eyes and our ears open and see whether or not God is leading into our lives those whom we can bless and those whom we can help. And I know that you've done the same, and you've experienced the same joy of giving. Whatever you do, don't die with a lot of money. Give it away before you die. My philosophy is, I want to do my giving while I'm living, so I'm knowing where it's going. And what you must do is, don't give your kids a lot, whatever you do. You'll destroy them. If they're needy, give them enough. You know, a woman in prayer meeting just this past Wednesday, she looked up at me with a big smile. She says, "Pastor Lutzer, if I die, half of my money is going to Moody Bible Institute and half is going to Moody Church." Well, might she smile, by the way. Moody Bible Institute training missionaries, Moody Church sending missionaries all over the world, helping here in the great city of Chicago, building families. She is in heaven today. I mean, she isn't in heaven yet, but she's laying a foundation for the future. I think our technical crew will want to cut out that phrase, okay? She is laying up for herself. Let me get back to the Word of God here. Storing up treasure for herself, a good foundation for the future, that she may lay hold of that which is truly life. All right, it came out all right. Let me ask you something. You claim to be a Christian. Are you generous? Very quickly, visualize a man who has a huge estate. He has absolutely everything. And in this estate, he has a servant who is evil. The servant steals from him. The servant is critical of him. The servant hurts others. He's an evil servant. But the man also has a son whom he greatly loves. He is wildly in love with his son. And he says to his son, "Son, I have chosen to love that evil servant with the very same love with which I love you. But in order for me to forgive that servant so that we can have fellowship together, you are going to have to die. And you're going to have to bear the sin and the evil of that servant." That's the gospel. And the Bible says that God loves us even as he loves Christ. I'm not making it up. It's there in John 17. Thou hast loved them even as thou hast loved me. And God says, that's how much I love you, and that's what I paid to redeem you. Can you accept a redemption like that, a forgiveness like that, and then be stingy? I don't think so. God says that what he wants to do is to have us lay it all before him and to work things out in such a way that in this business of money, there might be harmony and peace in our homes, whether we have much or little, for his glory. And by the way, some of you who are listening, you've maybe never trusted Christ as Savior. You've never trusted that Son. The Bible says, he that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not also with him freely give us all things? I recommend Jesus to you today as the one who can reconcile you to God, forgive your sin, make you a child of the King, and then you are also in the mainstream of his eternal blessing. Let's pray together. Father, take these thoughts, however scattered, we pray, and use them according to your goodwill and purpose. And we ask, O Lord Jesus, that you will grant to us the sure knowledge that whether we have little or much in this life, we have an equal opportunity to be faithful, to love you, and to serve you. Grant that, O God, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. For those of you who cannot give to Christian ministries, just remember it is God who sees your heart and he understands. But for those of you who are able to contribute, let me also emphasize that God sees your heart. You know, when Israel was in Egypt, they had an interesting experience. God says, before you leave, I'm going to ask the Egyptians to give you all kinds of treasures. God put it in the heart of the Egyptians. So as the Israelites are leaving, you know, one person says, oh, here's a beautiful vase, take it. Here's a necklace, take it. Here's a mirror, take it. And the Israelites thought, wow, what a windfall. But you know what God was thinking? God was thinking tabernacle. Where do you think they got all of those beautiful things that were in the tabernacle and the gold and the cloth and everything else it took to build the tabernacle? They brought that along with them, not knowing that the reason for the windfall was so that they could bless others. And I'm talking to you today because God may have given you the position of having some extra finances so that you can contribute to the investment of sharing the good news of the gospel of Christ. Here's what you do. You go to moodymedia.org. That's moodymedia.org. Click on Endurance Partners. Find out how you can become a part of this ministry to help us get the gospel out, or call 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001.
Erwin Lutzer, concluding The Puzzle of Your Finances, message number 6 in a series on the marriage puzzle. Next time on Running to Win, join us as we try to solve the puzzle of addictions. The Marriage Puzzle Series can be yours on CD as our thank you for your gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw.com. Or write to Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.